Activists fighting a plethora of fossil fuel projects in North America and beyond are increasingly coming together to present a united front against extractive industries that are destroying the land, water, and air quality. From mountaintop removal coal mining in Appalachia to the tar sands pipeline in Texas to hydraulic fracturing or fracking for natural gas, those concerned about climate change, public health, and property rights are supporting each other's struggles. 25-year-old activist Glenn Collins was arrested in December with two others during a nonviolent direct action protest in Texas, part of the Tar Sands Blockade campaign to stop construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. When completed, the pipeline will bring highly polluting tar sands from Alberta, Canada, to refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast, most of it destined for export. Since 2005, Collins has been involved in the effort to stop mountaintop removal coal mining in Appalachia. He's part of the group Radical Action for Mountain People's Survival, or RAMPS, and has been working in West Virginia as a trainer and participant in direct action protests to close down mountaintop mining sites. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Collins, who explains why he got involved in the tar sands blockade action and his efforts to build solidarity across the various parts of the anti-extraction movement.
I went down to Texas, firstly, to help build solidarity like amongst extraction-based communities and anti-extraction movements. I see a lot of parallels in between what TransCanada, the company building the pipeline, is doing, and the oil companies like the Valero that own the oil that's going to be going through the pipeline. And I see a lot of parallels between them and the coal industry and the intimidation tactics they use and the abuse of the government and of the regulatory system that is done to kind of push their profit as a priority over like the kind of normal average people who live along the places where they extract or build their conveyances for their petrol fuels. So I went down there to most notably build solidarity and help organize against the pipeline. I ended up undertaking some direct action myself when me and some comrades of mine ended up going inside of the Keystone XL and barricading ourselves inside to hopefully stop work for quite a bit of time, as well as draw more attention to the cause and get more people involved in resisting the Keystone XL and resisting extraction-based industry everywhere. There were three of us who were barricaded inside of the pipe. We had a couple lock boxes in there with us, which were basically cement barrels that had concrete and pipes in them that we could lock to.
How were you treated by law enforcement or by employees from TransCanada after you occupied the pipeline?
Well, TransCanada workers pretty much completely ignored us, aside from a couple that filmed us. The police pretty much had no regard for our safety when it really comes down to it. Basically, they ended up getting us out by just pulling on the boxes we were locked to until the chain I had around my wrist that was keeping me in the pipe had broken. Luckily, it didn't injure me too severely, and then when we were taken into custody, the bail that was set for all of us was at $65,000 each, which prevented us from getting out of jail. It prevented me from getting out of jail for almost 3 weeks, and the other two spent pretty much a month inside.
Tell us a little about what the jail experience was like.
I was in a county jail. All the prisoners I was in there with were pretty amenable. There's generally not a lot of knowledge about the pipeline going around, but I had a lot of really good conversations. And I pretty much spent my entire time in a 60 by 25-foot area with 25 other people.
Glenn Collins, you described the action very matter-of-factly, but it was pretty risky, and you could have been injured more seriously or been treated even worse than you were by the authorities. What motivates you to do it?
Well, the reason why I took action against the Keystone XL pipeline and the reason why I take action against coal removal surface mines and why I take action against all extraction industry is one of them is definitely climate change and the, you know, almost unavoidable catastrophic events that are going to occur because of our effect on the planet. Also because of the effect that these industries have on the local communities and the less privileged populations around our country. This kind of profit over people, corporate greed is a huge problem with our country. And I believe personally that it is a problem with the, you know, this kind of extraction mindset that our entire country has in relation to the earth and really in relation to each other. A lot of us learn in nursery rhymes and when we're young that to take without giving is wrong and irresponsible, and to kind of plow ahead without, you know, looking at your effect on your environment is, you know, innately wrong. So, yeah, the reason why I take these actions is to try to make the strongest I can with my body and try to encourage as many communities that have problems with extraction industry to not only take action too, but start to take these actions in unity with each other, because I personally believe that the only way we're going to have any sort of final victory against this type of industry, or really any industry at all that has these kind of effects on the community and the environment, is for us all to work together and to bring it into the extraction mentality that really makes our country a really bad place to live for quite a lot of people.
The tar sands are one thing, and mountaintop removal is another. Then there's, you know, sort of the elephant in the room of fracking for natural gas all over the country. Are you also building alliances with people who are working against fracking?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Earlier this year, I was in Pennsylvania helping with actions against fracking, as well as people from RAMPS, including myself, have been to Ohio as well, helping doing action trainings and sharing information and networking to hopefully build a stronger anti-extraction movement.
What do you see as the role of government in preventing or enabling clean energy instead of fossil fuels to dominate our future?
Well, one of the biggest things the government can do is to stop supporting these extraction-based industries in their destruction of the environment and the destruction of impoverished communities. Stop giving tax breaks and incentives to these oil and coal and uranium mining companies. I think we've put in nearly enough energy and nearly enough time and thought into what localized sustainable energy can look like for America.
That was Glenn Collins, an organizer and trainer with the group Radical Action for Mountain People's Survival. Find more information on the anti-fossil fuels extraction movement on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.